بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with regard to our beliefs, our aqaid, which is extremely important that every day we should keep a check and correct it. Yeah, but with regard to the beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fourth belief we have with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. No atom or speck in the universe is concealed, is hidden from Him, from His knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is so encompassing that there never is, was, or will ever be even the slightest change or adulteration that is mixture in the knowledge of Allah ta'ala. Nothing of the future and past and every other aspects of time and place is out of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's quality of knowledge is unlimited. Everything is encompassed in the knowledge of Allah ta'ala at every moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to everything's voice and call, whether it is in the heavens or earth. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even hears the sound of the movements of the smallest ant that moves beneath the seven earths. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hears the sound of the entire universe at one and the same time. The sound of one thing does not overcome or interrupt the sound of another in His hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything in the universe at one and the same time. No screen or darkness can ever separate His sight from it. The sixth belief with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is the most loving, most kind and most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He pleases. Allah ta'ala speaks. Allah ta'ala is kind to His servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true sovereign. Only He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protects His servants from calamities. It is He alone that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the owner of respect. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is most exalted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants in abundance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straightens, that is, restricts sustenance for whomsoever He wants. And if He wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends, increase sustenance for whomsoever He wishes. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lowers and elevates whomsoever He wants to, He wishes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors and disgraces whomsoever He wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most just. Allah ta'ala is most tolerant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most appreciative of services rendered to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts du'as, supplication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything. No work of His is void of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills the needs of all creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has initially created all, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create all a second time on the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah. Only He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grants life and death. All can recognize Him by means of His signs and actions, but no one can comprehend the reality of the being and qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the repentance of the sinners. Allah ta'ala punishes those deserving punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants guidance. Allah ta'ala does not sleep. Allah ta'ala nor does slumber overcome Him. Nor does Allah ta'ala tire by looking after the entire universe. Allah ta'ala maintains everything. The seventh belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of effects, qualities and specialities of elements. Just as He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the creator of the elements itself. For example, just as He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created fire and water, Allah Rabbul Izzat created heat in the fire and the coolness in the water. If for any reason he wishes to remove these qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full ability to do so.
Allah give us tawfiq to correct our position. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi al-lazina as-safa. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, last night another para was recited in Tarawih Salah, the sixth para. Which starts off with La yuhibbu Allahu al-jahra. However, yesterday we only managed to come to the half of the fifth para. There are a few important aspects we'll try and discuss very quickly in the second half of the fifth para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very important, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah, wa ma asabaka min sayyatin fa min nafsik. A person should realize whatever good a person does, this is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side. It is a special favor and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa ma asabaka min sayyatin fa min nafsik. Whatever evil, whatever harm comes to a person, and the difficult conditions come upon a person, then a person should realize this is the evil of my own nafs. This is my own wrongdoings, and we should accept our faults. Our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh teaches us that one great weakness of myself and all we should check ourselves, that we don't accept the blame. We're always passing on the buck to somebody else. But Allah Ta'ala says clearly, whatever adverse conditions come to you which you are not happy with, this is the effect of your sins. So we should be turning and making dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Further, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reminds us that we be very careful, love with one another with harmony, don't create fights and then leads to killing one another. This is a very great sin in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that going out in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very great ibadat and a very great act of worship. That those people who are sitting in the comforts of their homes, la yastawi al-qa'iduna min al-mu'minin ghayru uli dharar, those people that are sitting in the comforts of their homes can never compare to those people that are striving in the path of Allah with their wealth and their selves. Allah has given them very high stages and Allah will reward them abundantly. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that how we should take care of those people that are in difficult conditions wherever they are in the world. We should be concerned and worried about them. If we are able to help them physically, we should go and help them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains with regard to salah, it is so important that under no circumstances can you miss it out. So much so that even if you are going in safar, 78 kilometers or more, you are in musafir, but Allah has been so kind that Allah says in safar also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a relaxation, antaksaru min as-salah, that you can make your salah half, that is your zuhr namaz, instead of 4 rakats, you make 2 rakats. So Allah has given you concession, qasr. But Allah Ta'ala says salah is so important that even if you have to go onto the battlefield in jihad, then also the army must be concerned of salah. If the whole army cannot perform salah together in jamaat at the same time, then what is called salatul khawf, half the army will perform, the other half will take guard, then they will perform the other half salah, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that under all conditions you should be engaged in salah. And how to get all these great qualities of salah and striving in the path of Allah? فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِكُمْ. When you completed your salah, and even in jihad, and whatever action you do, if you want value in that, فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ. Learn to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Without the practice of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of salah, out of jihad, etc., when you're in that action, it will be very difficult to concentrate and have your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you're at ease, then see that you are give total devotion to your salah, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the kitab, the Qur'an kareem, so that we decide our matters with truthfulness, and we don't make a khiyanat in any way whatsoever. And after all that, we still seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, if you made a mistake, then ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. And Allah ta'ala says, la khayra fi kathirin min najwahum. This evil habit that people like to search and talk secret things, This is not becoming of a believer. Yes, if a person wants to encourage good, or a person is with regard to Islam, reformation of any matter or certain people, then it is a different thing. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala teaches us very, very important, which today it is becoming very common that we separating ourselves from our mainstream line. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَوْ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِ غَيْرَ السَّبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِي مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُسْلِي جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاعَتْ مَسِيرًا. That those people who have aliyazu billah, hatred with the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his lifestyle, his way of life, and you go against that, or you follow any other lifestyle besides the lifestyle of the true believers, that is our pious ancestors, our ulama'i rabbaniyin, our aslaf, salvi salihin. If you go against that trend and that way of life, and you're only asking what is the proof all the time, Allah Ta'ala says, we will leave them, let them go astray, and they will be going to the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says, if you realize this, Allah will forgive every sin besides shirk and associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, be very careful of your enemy. Shaitan has taken a great pledge, that he will make every effort to lead you astray, to put all types of desires and all hopes in you, and he will even he will change your forms and your shapes. That means he'll get you involved in such fashions, hairstyles, etc. You'll make yourself look so ugly, and you think you are progressing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانُ وَلِيًّا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا. Whoever made shaitan his friend, then he has suffered a great loss, because he will only put great hopes in you, but his promises are all false. And those people who brought iman and done good deeds, Allah will give them a great reward. And whether they male or female, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whose deen can be better than that person who submits totally to the will of Allah and creates ihsan, that is, he beautifies his deen, and this is by following the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the straight path. Then Allah ta'ala says, وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. They ask you and they make, Allah is giving the fatwa with regard to the human folk, that is, this is the gift from Allah, take care of them, look after them, heart, etc. to them, and when you live with them, obviously, arguments will come about. That also Allah Ta'ala taught. They try and sort out your arguments in your bedroom and in your home. And if that can't happen, don't make it a big talk in society. Get the one family member responsible from both sides. And if they decide and they have got the interest of Islam and reformation, Allah will make it happen. So don't make just a big mountain out of a mole. Try and unite all the time, husband and wife. And don't break them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that very important, realize everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't turn away from the mainstream, and don't turn away from the way of life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the commands of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala explains that, O people of Iman, kunu qawwamina bil qist. Under all circumstances, Islam teaches you justice. Whether you have to give evidence, even if it's against yourself, you committed a mistake and you did a wrong, don't try and cover up the fault. Give true and proper evidence, whether it's even against your parents, your close relatives, whether it's a person that's rich or poor, give proper evidence under all circumstances with total justice. And this is the teachings of Islam. And don't follow your passion and desires. Allah Ta'ala further tells us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu aminu. How you able to do this? Strengthen your iman all the time. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, follow on that path. Then Allah Ta'ala says, be very careful of the traits of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Be all the time concerned and worried that hypocrisy doesn't enter your heart. Especially in today's time, with all this music that is blabbering around all the time. Today, sadly, in every person's pocket, the ringtone of his cell phone, even good people, ulama, good people, we hear that the ringtones have got the musical tones, just create hypocrisy in the heart. And Allah Ta'ala says that the hypocrites are such that they try to even deceive Allah. But where can they deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So much so they'll even come for salah, but very lazily, no attitude, no jazbah, etc. And they don't even make zikr, but very little. Myself, all of us, we should be totally concerned and worried. And muzabzabina, they are just like chameleons. They don't know which side they want to be. They want to be with the pious also. They want to be with everybody else. Allah Ta'ala says, don't follow this type of trend. Don't make the kafirs your friends, because these are the things that will bring hypocrisy in your heart. And the hypocrisy, they don't make tawbah and istighfar, they'll be in the lowest ebb of Jahannam. But Allah Ta'ala has kept the door open all the time. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا أَصْلَهُ. If you make tawbah, and what is the sign of tawbah? You reform yourself, then you hold firm onto the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you make the deen totally sincere, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Allah will give you a great reward. Then Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَفَلُوا اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكْ مِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. If you do this, Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to punish any of His creation. If you make shukr to Allah and you strengthen your iman, Allah Ta'ala is the one who appreciates the most, and Allah has got all knowledge. Then in the sixth bar, Allah says, لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ جَعْلَ بِسُّوِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this attitude that all the time you're screaming and complaining and making noises all the time and arguing. Yes, if a person is oppressed and he has to make known his oppression, that is a different thing. So don't unnecessarily just scream and make arguments. Allah doesn't like this. In تُبْدُ خَيْرًا أَوْ تُخْفُو. Whatever you make apparent, whether it's good or you hide it, or you overlook somebody has caused harm to you, then you overlook, Allah Ta'ala knows all that, and Allah is more forgiving, and Allah Ta'ala appreciates even more. Then further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, don't be like the Jews, and consoling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَسْأَلُكَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَنْتُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَقَدْ سَأَلُ مُوسَى أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. That, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are asking you why the old Quran Sharif wasn't revealed at once. Why it is coming down in piecemeal? Don't worry, this is the trait of the Jews. They only like to accept, don't like to accept. They just want to object. The people of Musa alayhi salam ask even worse things, that they want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they made the cow their god, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry about them. Allah ta'ala showed that Allah ta'ala, to make them realize that how they are fooling themselves. Allah ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورَ. We send Jibreel alayhi salam, lift the mountain of Tur above their head, and tell them, will you believe now? Will you realize this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But Allah ta'ala still says that after all that, فَوِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ, all the time breaking their pledges with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only breaking their pledges, وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَا, they not prepared to accept the men of Allah, they kill the Anbiya alayhimus salam unjustly. So don't become like these people, and they got terrible hatred in their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so much so, don't become like the Christians also. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْ الْمَسِيَ عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, that they say we have killed our messenger Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah ta'ala says this is total false. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, they haven't killed him, they haven't crucified him عَلِيَازُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah ta'ala has just made his form in another person, and Allah ta'ala says we have raised him to the heavens. بَرَّفَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. And when Allah wants, before Qiyamah, Ila Isa alayhi salam will come down and follow the path of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't become like these people. And Allah ta'ala says, وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى, that their trend is to eat interest and all this haram. You stay very, very far away from this interest. Sadly, we as Muslims have got caught up with all different names, whether you call it dividend, whatever, insurance policies, medical aid, all these things Allah Ta'ala says, stay very, very far away from that, because this will cause you great harm in this disgrace in this world and a terrible punishment in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that inna ohayna ilayka kama ohayna ila nuhin wal nabiyyina min ba'di, that what we have revealed to you, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is nothing new. To heed the oneness of Allah, we have revealed to all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail, Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And we have given Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam the Zabur, and we have informed you with regard to all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So those who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go astray, they are just causing harm to themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'akum rasulun bil haqqi min rabbikum. That, O people, O mankind in general, remember we have sent a great messenger to you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has come with absolute truth from your Rabb. So see that you follow him, and don't be like the Jews. Ya al-kitab la taghlu fi dinikum. Don't go to exaggeration in your deen. Follow deen how Allah ta'ala has told you, the moderate path. Don't make ghulu in your deen. What is mustab, don't make it a farz. and don't alter your deen, don't have a disease of taqwa that you want to be over pious, but follow the true pious servants of Allah, and don't say matters to Allah which are not truth. Don't be like the Jews, the Christians, that in Namal Masih Isa ibn Maryam Rasul Allah wa Kalimatu. Verily Allah Ta'ala says Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the messenger of Allah and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't wala taqulu salasa. Don't be like the Christians who believe in Trinity and they say He is three in one and one in three. Inna Allahu ilahu wahid. Believe in Tawheed, one Allah. Allah Ta'ala is totally pure from associating any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'akum burhanum min rabbikum. The clear proof has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Quran Kareem, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those people who bring iman and hold firm onto the Quran and the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ. Allah will enter them into His mercy. His special favors will come upon them and Allah will guide them and keep them firm on Sirat Mustaqeem. So Allah ta'ala teaches us, stay firm on this. The next surah, Surah Maida, Allah ta'ala teaches us again that the rabt and the connection with the previous surahs, that you ask for Sirat-i-Mustaqim, that is the part of Quran-i-Kareem, the part of the Anbiya alayhimus-salatu wassalam, and not the part of the Jews that worship the cow and their little brothers, the Hindus that they worship cows and idols, etc. Not the part of Al-Imran, that is the Christians who follow who made Isa alayhimus-salatu wassalam their God. Not that part that you follow your passions and desires and you made woman your objective, and just that type of lifestyle. And now also be careful, not the part of your stomach. Don't worship your stomach and just have parties and enjoyment. This will also take you away from the straight path. Allah Ta'ala says, what will bring you on the straight path? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil-uqood. That fulfill your pledges and your promises that you made. The most important one is when you recited kalima, you made a pledge with Allah. Be firm on that. And a believer, whatever pledge he makes, whether it's written or whether it's verbal, see that you remain firm on your pledges. Don't, if somebody give you a better offer and now you want to change your word, that is not a sign of a true believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the sha'airillah, the tenets of Islam, the flagpole, uphold it and respect the tenets. And how to do this? Wa ta'awun wal birri wa taqwa. Wa la ta'awun wal ismi wal idwan. Encourage one another to do good, that is on taqwa and piety. And don't encourage one another towards evil. Even in the home, husband should encourage the wife, wear farda in a nice way, and don't encourage towards evil. A wife should encourage her husband, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala explains to us that very important is see what you eat. Certain things Allah has made haram, which are fulb, hurrimat alaykum maitatu, like dead carrion, etc., blood, and the swine, etc., and all these things. Allah Ta'ala says, be very, very careful and be conscious what you eat, because zalikum fisk, this is fulb and dirt, it will bring dirt into your heart. And don't worry about the outward conditions, and people will tell you that you can't get. وَلَا تَخْشَوْمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. Don't fear the kuffar. Fear only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all your matters. And then how beautifully Allah ta'ala has revealed this beautiful ayat. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. It was that occasion when it was at the time of Hajjatul Wida, on the after Asr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his camel at Jabal-e-Rahmat, 120,000 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala around him. And Allah ta'ala says, today we have revealed to you, completed your deen, completed our special favor upon you, and we are happy with the deen of Islam as your way of life. So we should follow that way of life. Not like the Jews, when this ayat was revealed, they came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, if there's an ayat in the Quran Kareem, if it was revealed to us, we should celebrate. He says, which ayat? He said, this ayat al-yawma akmaltu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu showed us our deen is not a deen of celebration, just having parties, birthday parties, anniversary parties, but deen must be in your life. He told them that we know exactly on which occasion, when was this ayat revealed, and we have got it all the time in our mind, and we are firm on our deen. So we also should see that we are firm on our deen. Allah Ta'ala says, they will ask you then, what is halal for us? Allah Ta'ala says, kullu illa lakum tayyibat. Allah has made many, many pure things halal for you. So eat that is halal and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further reminds us with regard to the importance of salah and with regard to the aspects of wuzu and ghusl, etc. And if you can't manage to make ghusl, then tayammum, but don't ever mess out your salah. And remember, wazkuru ni'mat Allah. These are all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fulfill your pleasures with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And kuiskultum sami'na wa ta'ana. say, we have heard and we will obey. Not like the Jews who said, wa'atayna, wattaqullah, and fear Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows what is in the depth of your heart. Again, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada bilqist. Islam teaches you to be very just and honest and fair. Don't let any hatred let you go against justice. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has promised those who brought iman and do good deeds, Allah Ta'ala will grant them great rewards. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala further reminds us with regard to our pledges that we made with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Be firm on those pledges. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala again reminds the Jews and the whole nation that قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رُسُلُنَا يُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ. What a Nabi has come to you. That all those things that your rabbis etc. have hidden, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has come to make open. And what is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ نَاللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابُ مُبِينَ. A light from Allah Ta'ala, a open clear kitab that He will give you guidance. Whoever wants guidance, then follow the path. And with the intention of gaining the happiness and pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah says, we will take you out of darkness, etc. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, don't be like the Christians that who made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam their God. Inna Allah wal Masih ibn Maryam. They said, He is God. God incarnation, aliyazu billah. Allah Ta'ala says, don't have this wrong belief. All have all the time firm belief. And don't be like the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When He told them that, remember the great namas of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And be prepared to go out in the path of Allah and fight against your enemy. Allah's assistance will be with you. But they were very weak-minded and coward. And they said that, oh Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we cannot enter that town. Those are very severe pure people. So Allah, He said, and they told him that you and your Allah won't fight alone. Aliyazu billah, Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like that. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَطْوَ عَلِيمْ نَبَعَبْنِ عَدَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Explain to them the incident of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's son, that the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for mankind's progeny to spread in the world, that from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala in the beginning gave them a set of children, that is a boy and girl. And the command of Allah was that the boy of the first set must get married to the girl of the second set. But the first murder that took place on the face of the earth, out of jealousy, hatred, etc., the son that was born in the first set, Qabil, when he is the sister, the sister of the next set of Habil, when he saw her, he didn't like her features. He wanted to get married to his own sister. Allah Ta'ala said, this is not correct. So he told his brother, I will kill you. He said, and in turn, he created this terrible murder. And after creating this murder, he didn't know what to do with his body. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, we send an animal, an ordinary, simple creature like a crow to teach him. That a crow came and dig the ground and buried another crow. Then he realized, oh, I am so weak, I am so useless, I have to take lessons from the animals. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ بِالْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. That insan, remember, you have to take a lot of lessons from the animals and follow the commands of Allah. Don't create murder and hatred through hatred and jealousy. Make your islah إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Those who make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala is very forgiving, very merciful. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال ما من قوم اجتمعوا يذكرون الله لا يريدون بذلك إلا وجهه إلا ناداهم مناد من السماء أن قوموا مغفورا لكم قد بدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. رواه أحمد. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه سے مروي ہے کہ نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جو بھی لوگ اللہ کے ذکر کے لئے مجتمع ہو اور ان کا مقصود صرف اللہ ہی کی رضا ہو تو آسمان سے ایک فرشتہ ندا کرتا ہے کہ تم لوگ بخش دیے گئے اور تمہاری برائیاں نیکیوں سے بدل دی گئیں. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said, whenever any group of people gather to make the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, intending nothing but His pleasure, a caller from the heavens proclaims, stand up with all your sins forgiven. Your evil has been changed into good deeds. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whenever any group of people gather to make the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, intending nothing but His pleasure, a caller from the heaven proclaims, stand up with all your sins forgiven. Your evil has been changed into good deeds. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جا ایک میں جانے ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے اب غم درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدل لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو خبردار تیرا درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اتا امرک امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے الله جل جلاله وتعالى شانه. الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد وموافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.